Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this powerful, beautiful word this morning. And thank you, Father God, for the inspiration of your spirit, Father God, to just open it up, Father God, that it becomes a mighty, big, beautiful reality for each and everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 26, verse 26 to 29. During the meal, Jesus took and blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. Take, eat. This is my body. Taking the cup and thanking God, he gave it to them. Drink this, all of you. This is my blood. God's new covenant poured out for many people for the forgiveness of sins. I'll not be drinking wine from this cup again until that new day when I'll drink with you in the kingdom of my Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, so this was Jesus portraying his body being broken on our behalf so that there can be a new and a better covenant, and where our sins can be taken away and we can be pushing into becoming righteous, pushing into righteousness. The destiny, the purpose, the love of God, that was all that he predestined us for. Those that he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he justifies. Those he justifies, he makes right. And then he goes on here at the end. He says, I'll not be drinking wine from this cup again until that new day when I drink with you in the kingdom of my Father. And this is the big reality here of the kingdom that has come. Why? Because Jesus done the dying. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. So there's a new day. And when does that new day come? It's when we realize the stone the builders rejected, it has become the chief cornerstone. He's a cornerstone of the kingdom. He's a cornerstone to bring restoration on this earth. He's a cornerstone that calls us. John 15:16. I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. So once you've been called, once you've been brought into this new covenant, you pass from death into life. And now it's so important, your relationship with the Father, the Son, and the through the Holy Spirit and through love for the Word. I want to just point out here, he speaks about there's a new day. And sadly, many people are still just waiting for the new day, one day. But the reality needs to, that new day needs to be a reality for you already. That new day is a new covenant. And that's why Jesus died, so this new covenant can come into picture. And you can see this beautifully in John 14, where the chapter portrays that Jesus has come to bring us back to that which we lost. Come and prepare a place for you. And the place was, God is not a man to change his mind. It's that destiny, that purpose that we were predestined for in Christ, to be holy and blameless in the family, in fellowship, in the leadings of the Spirit. And that's why Jesus came. And then in that chapter, he goes on to say, and that there's a little while he's going to be gone away. Also in John 16, he says, in a little while you won't see me, and then in a little while you will see me. So the whole thing about Jesus coming was to show the way. It was also in the chapter, John 14, the way, the truth, and the life, and that he portrayed. And that was a life we lost through Adam. But he came so that we can have that life again, that we can be in the family, in the Spirit, in the kingdom, in the leading of the Lord, developing on schedule. And then also it goes on, and I will give you another spirit, and he will take what is mine and reveal it to you. And then Jesus says, and that in that day you will know that I'm in my Father and you are in me. And this is the day. And what is this day? This is the day of salvation. Salvation has got to come to us by turning from the world, turning to the Lord, and then fellowshipping with the Lord. You have people that take this cup, the bread, break bread, drink the wine once a week, maybe once a month, And the reality of what has happened there is still sometimes not taken hold of. And that breaking of the bread and drinking of the wine is to remember. But you don't just want to remember. This remembrance that took place here is nearly 2,000 years ago. Since then, Jesus has been ruling and reigning, and he wants you to know that his body has been broken, and he wants you to know the new covenant is in his blood. It's in the life that is comes to you through the Spirit. So you've got a remembrance, but you want a reality. And the reality comes when you understand that Jesus died for you and he lives for you now, and you come out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that Jesus portrays there in John 14 as well. He says, in that day you will know that I'm in my Father and you are in me. Yeah, so it's back restored in Christ, in kingdom, in the realities of a new and a better covenant. And then he goes on to say, and I will reveal myself, I will come to you. And then Judas, not Iscariot, says, how will you come to us and not to the world? And then Jesus explains. He doesn't deny the fact that it's not for everyone, but it's for the disciple. It's for the true believer. He says, you will love my word, and I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. And that's the reality, guys, we want. We want to know our God. We want to experience our God. And we want to walk with our God. And taking this back now there to John 14, in that day you will know I'm in the Father and you are in me. You go then to Colossians, and this is the Apostle Paul. He didn't know Jesus in the flesh, but God came and knocked him off his horse, and now he knew him in the Spirit. And there in Colossians chapter 3, he says, our lives are now hid with Christ in God. And you see, it's the same thing. They're just saying it in different words. Why? Because a new covenant has come. And this is what is so important, guys. We've got to know that we're in this new covenant. And I love the prayer of Paul. He says, for this reason, I pray to the Father, from whom every family and every person receives a true name. And then he speaks about what is necessary to experience this new and this better covenant. He says, may we be strengthened through his Spirit in our inner man. So we need the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus also told when he came back to his disciples after doing the dying for us, bringing in the new covenant. He said, go and receive the Spirit. They needed the Spirit. And why? To be his disciples, as he told them, so that they could experience him. And then he says also, all authority has been given to me. Go make disciples, and lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. That's promises for us as well. And then you're going on in Ephesians from verse 14 to right through to 21. So he says that the Spirit may dwell in your inner man, that you be strengthened. So Christ, the anointed one, the Savior, the Shepherd, the Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, can have place in you so that you have faith, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in the love of God, so that you can know the love of God which surpasses knowledge. So this is what it's all about, guys. The reality of the bread being broken 2,000 years ago and the wine being drunk is that we can now partake of manna from heaven, the kingdom provision, so that we can experience the favor of God, the plan of God, the love of God, the path and the plan that God has got for you. So be blessed to know the King is alive, he's ruling and reigning, and he's revealing himself to his beloved children. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.